The one from Pennsylvania, the Jacobs photos, I guess you're referring to, was an intriguing one, and I don't know that it has been resolved 100% in my mind. I have to say, I certainly in discussing it in one interview, I tried to look at both possibilities. The more conservative possibilities were it was a bear on the one hand versus it was a quite frankly, a chimpanzee is one of my first reactions upon seeing that image was that it did bear a striking resemblance to chimpanzee posture and anatomy, which I'm somewhat familiar with. But there were other aspects that pointed towards bear. For example, the configuration of the shoulder joint. If you look carefully at one of those pictures, the one where it's more sprawled in its posture.
Right.
The shoulder blades actually kind of jut up above the back line, the line of the back, and they're very vertical. They're lined with the upper arm, the humerus of the forelimb, and the shape and orientation of the pelvis is remarkably more like a quadruped than it is, and more like a bear than it is like a chimpanzee, which has very distinctive broad. Very tall and very broad and side-to-side oriented blades of the pelvis in the lower back, projecting up into the lower back. So, and unfortunately, my interview was a little bit skewed in the way it was edited and presented.
Really?
What did they
make you say?
Well, they didn't make me say anything, but there was a heavy emphasis on the comments and the discussions about the possibilities of a juvenile Sasquatch or an ape, as opposed to those observations that tended to point towards a bear. I think
right. That
that given all the circumstances, that we have to use a lot of caution. I mean, it's reported that there are 7 additional photos that have never been released yet, and one
right.
has to ask, well, why not? You know,
why
what
not?
Was the sequence and so forth?
Does it look distinctly more bear-like in other photos, and therefore
right. They
withdraw those? Yeah, in fact, though, it would have had to have been kind of a bear with a hair problem, right? I mean, so some sort of skin condition.
Well, that's been suggested that it may have been suffering from mange. It and also there's the fact that it was shot in IR, and sometimes. When you shoot things like that, you don't get an image that is quite what one would expect from just a regular optical photograph with visible light. And I frankly have not looked at comparable photographs enough in that medium to be able to say that with any authority. But I can't help but wonder if something taken with an IR might have, especially when the hair is a little bit sparse to begin with, might
right.
exaggerate that sparsity because it's the heat of the body that the camera is seeing rather than the surface itself.
But there was a certain irony to that because we're talking about the same Jacobs photos from the Pennsylvania possible sighting of Bigfoot, of a juvenile Bigfoot. Hairlessness is not a characteristic that's associated with a Bigfoot, and yet its hairlessness is what gave it most the impression of being a hominid.
Right.
So it's kind of a contradiction. It looked more human-like, it looked less bear-like because it was without hair, but that's nothing that's ever been some way that somebody described a Bigfoot.
True. I mean, a Bigfoot, the hair on Bigfoot is often described as hair-like as opposed to fur-like, being that if indeed it is a primate, it doesn't have that dual coat of fur that consists of this under fur and that's finer and much denser, and then the coarser guard hairs that are longer. Primate hair is kind of a modified type of a guard hair. And so, I mean, the sparsity by comparison to, say, the image, the appearance of the two bear cubs in the accompanying photo in that
right.
set, that does give it a bit more of an ape-like appearance. I mean, in other words, if that were a chimpanzee, you would see much more of the actual skin surface.